Those Damn Ross Kids is a podcast for adults, and the opinions expressed do not reflect the opinions of our employers or even ourselves. We'd like to hear from you. Give us a call at 419-528-TDRK to leave a voicemail, and we just may play it on the show. See, the thing is, when you think, like, hey, I can turn every word that I ever say into something that somebody listens to, eventually everything becomes a show.
Really?
You can't talk to a new person, mm-hmm. whether it's, you know, over the internet, whether it's an adoring fan, whether it's somebody that you meet, you know, in real life, somebody that you just, in any kind of context, you can say, hey, what we're saying right now, that's a show.
I admire you.
Chris, that's a show. We can turn that into spun gold. We can make ourselves sweaters. We can make ourselves parachutes. We can make ourselves sheets to lay in our golden beds. Right? That's a show.
No, absolutely.
That's a show. You meet somebody who knows about tires because you pulled over to the side of the road because your tire went flat and they replaced your tire. You know what? That's a show about tires.
Do you work for NBC?
It's magic.
Those Damn Ross Kids, a conversation between brothers. Featuring Chris and Cole Ross.
Hey, Chris, what episode is this?
Episode number 92?
Yes.
Of the comedy podcast, Those Damn Ross Kids.
Your name is?
Chris, continually.
And my name is?
Intermittently, Cole.
Occasionally. I'm known by many names.
Intermittent Cole.
Randall Flagg.
Excuse me. Diagnosed this problem. I have an intermittent Cole. No.
Martin Broadcloak. I'm known by many names. Legion, first amongst them.
Sure.
But Cole, for this context.
Absolutely.
Anywhere.
Screaming RUN. That's Cole.
Yes. If anybody recognizes
anyone around this weird world is screaming RUN, that's probably cool.
If anybody around this world listening to this podcast recognizes those references, you're officially my best friend. However, Chris, since you're not my best friend, I must ask you, do you have a story to tell me to win my favor?
I do possibly have a story. Police mistaking a blind man's stick for a samurai sword.
It's funny because always, every story I say, hey, is this a thing you did? Like, you know, in the hushed murmurs that we do before every show, and you say, no, I didn't do that because that's too mainstream.
Yeah.
I didn't do this one because I figured that you, Chris, you would take it. So that doesn't make me any better because I'm still the person who takes the mainstream stories. But however, this was a strategic decision to not pick the blind samurai because I knew you would pick it up because it involved tasing. And that is something that you enjoy.
I do. Is that what you're saying? You think that I enjoy tasing?
From time to time.
I like freezing.
Okay.
Something amusing on your iPhone, Cole?
No, I'm just lining up my next story.
Are you really?
Yeah.
Thinking about the next thing you're going to say? Just as guilty as I am, aren't you?
Just a little bit.
Just a wee tug.
I was waiting for you to say
just a wee
whatever
tug.
I was waiting for you to continue your story about tasing or freezing or whatever. And in the time when you were thinking
that I was leading you down a road that maybe I was going to pull you back from.
Okay, pull me back. I'm going to say is, until you pull me back, I'm going to look at stories because that's what this show is fucking built on.
Maybe you should look to the side and yell.
Ah! Okay.
Good enough.
I mean, the police are going to be called.
Probably.
Okay. Go ahead.
Hey, but there's this guy, and he's 61 years old, and he's carrying his blind stick down the road. The police receive a call. It says that a guy in the neighborhood is carrying a samurai sword. He's walking down the road.
A samurai sword
that he's bought off of late night teleshopping.
Off of QVC. Chris, do you know what QVC stands for?
No.
Quality? value.
Cutlery. No.
Convenience.
Convenience. Gotcha.
Yeah.
It's weird because they sell cutlery most of the time on quality value late night. But so the police show up. They see Mr. Gentleman walking down the road with what appears to be a white cane / samurai sword. And they say, hey, man. No, wait. They don't say anything. They just tase him.
They just tase him.
Hey, tase.
And he dies.
Hey, tase you.
Hey, you.
Yeah. They said, hey, you. Tase you. And
that,
they did.
Isn't that a Pink Floyd song?
I think so. Yeah, okay. It's a modest hamster, modest hamster join. But they don't do that. And so the 61-year-old guy, he's like, I did not hear anybody say anything to me. I'm just walking down the road, holding my white cane, not samurai sword. He says, I walk at a snail's pace. They could have walked past me, driven past me in a van, or said, hey, drop your weapon.
Okay.
Which they did not.
Okay.
Later on in the same neighborhood, they caught a man carrying a samurai sword.
What?
Yeah. And
I didn't hear that part of the story.
Yeah, they arrested him for carrying the sword, and also he faces a drunk and disorderly conduct charge.
Chris, I mean, that's the thing about these modern economic political times.
That's weird, where white people are accused of, you know, without reason, accused of crimes.
When you are living
you're like
economical,
Sammy
political
Davis.
Tough times as a black Jew.
It's weird.
Eventually, you're going to see somebody who carries a samurai sword.
You're
going to
see something you can't unsee.
It's going to happen.
You didn't see that?
It's going to happen. I did see it, but I can't unsee it. It's weird, right?
Yeah.
It exists only as a memory, as a shadow of a figment, of a memory, of an enigma, right? Yeah. Just something that barely experienced in a whiff of a girl's perfume as a murmur on the breeze. Chris, this samurai sword that cleaves my life in two as I am... you know, just tased mercilessly. It's going to happen.
You're just tased to nauseam.
Ad nauseam, Chris? No, tased nauseam.
Tased nauseam.
I am tased until I vomit, until my stomach spasms and my lunch is just expelled out of me.
Just give up the crime you committed.
Whatever you do.
Preferably in dry powder.
Fucking shit, man. Let's just tase everybody. I don't care. Speaking of stories that everybody expected us to tell, Chris, Energizer Holdings, which produces Banana Boat sunscreen, has issued a recall for its sunscreen, which may potentially burst into flames on the user's skin. The ban primarily affects spray-on sunscreen, which may, in fact, combust. Quote, if a consumer comes into contact with a flame or spark prior to the complete drying of the product on the skin, there may be a potential for the product to ignite, says the recall statement. So what this says to me is there's some kind of industrial solvent that everybody is spraying onto themselves, and that can catch fire if it's not fully evaporated. These, you know, hydrocycline, you know, crazy benzo shit, stain shit stuff that people are putting on themselves.
Coffee creamer.
Yeah, coffee creamer. Everybody's spraying themselves with coffee creamer. So if you follow the logic.
Do you want to be a milky brown?
Do you want to be a milky brown?
Peppermint.
A milky brown peppermint,
mocha peppermint
on fire person.
Yes.
A milky brown mocha peppermint on fire person. Okay, so we follow the logic train back. And we can discover why I behave the way that I do. So, if you're out in the sun, dangerous, right? Skin cancer can metastasize to other areas of your body, right? Your lymphatic system, various glands, various organs, your bones, the very structure of your being. Okay, so that's bad. So, you put sunscreen on. Now, sunscreen could be, you know, giraffe jizz. Who knows? But if you take it as read that it is a medical product, you have this kind of thing which can set you on fire. So therefore, you avoid the sun, you avoid the sunscreen, and you stay inside, you play video games, and you record podcasts. Therefore, I live the ideal life. The judge has spoken.
Bailiff? What was that? Tell me a story. No, what was that?
Tell me a story.
What was that?
Tell me a story. Tell me a story.
What was the noise? Fine. I'll give out. A survey conducted by the Harris Interactive for CouponCabin.com found that...
Coupon Cabin.
found that...
I'm here with the Discount Hut.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, how you doing? I'm Crazy Dan. I'm the Discount Hut.
Hey, you ever had pigs in a blanket?
You ever won 5 Hormel pigs in a blanket for $15?
Oh, Jesus Christ.
About 5 medium 5 cases. I'm Discount Dan.
What if I told you I had a Plan B pill that wasn't quite qualified yet through the FDA?
What if I told you I had a Plan B pill which would in fact get you pregnant?
What if I told you that they took the drugs out of the Plan B pill and they put them on my knuckles? Let me fist you. But
Chris, you killed the bit. Go on.
Hmm?
You killed the bit. Go on.
You bit the bit.
When we hit fisting, we're done. Continue with facts until the next bit can, you know.
That's how the instructions read.
Chris, you're not supposed to feed the gremlin after
read the
midnight?
Talking points. When you hit fisting, stop.
Okay. As long as we're on the same page.
Yeah, there is no adventure.
Fisting, stop.
No
fisting,
adventure
stop.
To choose from there.
Chris, that's why you dog ear the pages. You go back to before you said fisting and continue.
You're never going to be able to look at her again. So the survey conducted by Harris Interactive for CouponCabin.com found that 26% of people have brought a coupon to a first date.
To a what?
A coupon to a first date.
To a first state?
First date.
Oh, no.
But it's okay. Because a voucher or discount coupon is no third wheel. Nope. Though 26% also said that they would react positively to a coupon financed first date. So 26% of people said that they would use a coupon. And also 26% of people said that they would react positively to that when asked a double question.
Okay.
In a survey of 4 people. I don't know. But in these economic times,
okay,
as some of our friends say, coupons on dates are all right.
That's tough because I mean, I value being frugal.
How much value?
I mean,
25%.
Not. I try not to buy things that. That's a little bit strange. I mean, like I buy plenty of video games and stuff that I don't like strictly need, but I try not to spend more than I need. On
this is
that
real
I don't
value,
need.
Though. I think things that you put in your life for implied value.
But this is the thing, right?
You justify value.
It's weird for me to say because like I haven't been on many first dates ever. So I couldn't say, but like to me, like the first date is like a mating ritual. You know, like you don't want to display any sign of weakness or else somebody's going to pick somebody else.
Sure.
That's chintzy. That's like going to the first date and saying like, okay, you can order from this page of the menu, specifically the appetizer page.
Which is what you have to offer. I mean,
that's all that I have to offer.
No, I started that out with a slander and then quickly realized that that's all we have to offer.
Like you were catching the fish. That you
like one of those rescue rangers, like projectors from McDonald's back in the day.
Yeah.
I saw that I was going to need to dial it back.
dial back the crushing insult.
Dial back rescue rangers projector light telescope.
No. But it's just one of those things. Like, I mean, just like, it seems tacky to me.
Like your mustache right now.
Me?
Yes, you.
Do I have a mustache?
Yeah,
really?
Kind of. Yeah, real bad. Yep.
Kind of real bad.
I mean, you have a really bad case of mustache. Yeah.
No, like, I mean, it's part like, of a... It's part of a what? It's part of a general suite of facial hair that I have.
It's October, so it's okay.
No, that's Movember you're referring
to. It's not sweet.
No. It's... I mean, okay, so I can afford to have this alleged mustache. Okay,
it's not an. It's. I mean, I say,
Chris, it's only a mustache because like the hair that joins it to the rest of my facial hair is not exactly visible from more than 6 inches away. It's more of a transparent.
So there's
film.
Like an ingrown hair on the back of your neck that hair extends from.
No.
Scary.
I mean, okay, so this isn't
researchable.
This isn't tacky because I don't inflict it upon anyone. You're the first person to see me in like, let's say 8 weeks,
probably.
Yeah. So like, whatever.
You look greasy though. It's odd.
Do I look greasy?
You look greasy.
I shower every day.
You look like that I don't know if you've ever seen what's the movie with Helen Hunt, not the one with the tornadoes, the one with
As Good as It Gets.
Yes, that one. Yes, you look like the gay model in that.
Oh, it's only because I haven't cut my hair in a while
and ate a lot. Yeah.
You.
No, I'm just, compared to him, I'm like, I'm morphing the, I'm bringing the stories together. You.
Together in you.
I don't know. Like,
So you're saying I'm the Greg Kinnear of podcasting.
No, you're not Greg Kinnear. Of course not. You're the hypothetical guy Greg Kinnear was banging in that movie.
Heaven forfend. Fucking, this is getting too real. Okay.
So. That's weird. Take that wave out of your hair and I wouldn't say that.
Chris, I need to cut my hair. And by that, I mean I cut my own hair.
I mean I, capital,
me,
times two.
I need to cut
times
my
times three,
hair.
Now.
Chris.
Capital N.
Chris.
Swallow reality and spit out a story.
Inglewood, Colorado police are on the lookout for a blue 1999 GMC van with Arizona plates which might or might not contain several reptiles. The van belongs to wild man Phil Ricosi, and it was stolen by an unknown criminal recently. The van contained, Chris, a 13-foot Burmese python, a rattlesnake, 5 non-poisonous snakes, 5 lizards, 2 turtles, 1 gecko, 1 tarantula, a 3-legged, 50-pound African tortoise named Stumpy, and a partridge in a pear tree. Says the owner, wild man Phil.
How about my boss, Frank Shirley? Right here, with a big fat bow on his head.
So I can tell them what a four-flushing...
No good. Sack of monkey shit he is.
Hallelujah.
Goddamn. Where's
holy
the
shit.
Tylenol?
Hallelujah. Holy shit. Where's the Tylenol? I used to send that. Like, do you know what YTMND.com is?
Yeah.
You're the man now, dog.com.
Is that something you made to make yourself feel better?
No.
You're the man now, dog.
No.
I'm the man now, dog.
I am the man.
I got my own place.
I got my own house.
I'm the man now, dog.
You know? No.
Got a fireplace?
No, it is a site where you can upload an image and a sound file, and you can send them the link. So whoever you want, and it's like, oh, this is the thing. So like, oh, I want radioactive man being washed away by the acid, and he says, oh, the goggles, they do nothing. It's like, you know, goggles do nothing at, you know, you'rethemannow.com. For work, whenever something, you know, especially arduous ended, I would say, you know, hallelujah, holy shit, where's the Tylenol? But I sent that. And I was thinking, like, oh, it was like, oh, hallelujah, holy shit, where's the tunnel? That's all it said. It was Clark Griswold there. You know, everybody loves Clark Griswold, Fletch, as we refer to him. But somewhere between when I started sending it and when I stopped, it switched over to the entire quote. So, I want to tell him what a four-fleshy, no-good, son-of-a-bitch, monkey shit, blah, 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 he is. I was like, oh, I need to stop sending that. So it is. Yeah. So, a three-legged tortoise named Stumpy, no big deal, says the owner, Wild Man Phil, they're not just props. They're the animals. They know me. I know them. It's pretty tough. I don't care. Keep the Suburban. Keep the stuff it's in. I just want to get the animals back and have them live through this. Criminal, keep it. You know what? Jesus, take the wheel. Don't take the girl. That's two country songs I referenced in one sentence. I'm broadening
you
my appeal.
You have done that. And it surprises me that you knew that you did that. Jesus, take the wheel. I think that that's mainstream enough for you. But take the girl?
Don't take the girl.
Don't take the... Is that... Who is that?
Don't take the girl. Is that Toby Keith?
Is that Toby McGraw?
I don't know.
I think it's Tim McGraw.
Yeah, maybe.
Don't take that girl.
Don't take that girl.
Yeah, take my watch. Take my car.
Take my whole paycheck, too.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Yep. Don't take the girl.
I had a friend who sang that at karaoke, so that's how I know that.
Wow. You're so in touch.
With the people. With the common people.
With Oklahoma.
With the hill people.
Nebraska.
The people of the dirt.
Stone Mountain, Georgia.
Stone Mountain, Georgia. Chris, we're like 20 miles from Kentucky. They can hear us.
Oh, God.
The Morlocks, they're going to come after us. Because they can hear the vibrations of our sonorous voices, and they're not pleased.
No, I know how close we are to that because we went to the Underground Railroad Museum.
We did. That was a while ago.
We visited that. I don't think that we mentioned it.
No, we didn't. It was neat.
We saw, you know, collars that they made for people and whips.
No, it's actually a genuinely pretty cool place to go.
Yeah, it's a nice, you know, building.
The HVAC people are doing a good job.
They're doing a very good job at cycling the
making
the
sure
air
people don't suffocate, air. Yeah.
Definitely. No, of course, it's a terrible idea to remember.
Are you okay? Are you having a stroke?
The notion.
Do you need to lay down?
Of Shatner describing slavery. But
tell me a story. You back away from this as quick as you can.
What? It's just not an impersonation that I
have in your pocket.
Do well.
To do.
Ta done.
Stumpy.
To done. I think that's a story I already did.
Do you want to know what that last story was called? The Reptiles in a Van story?
Okay.
Pee-wee's worst nightmare.
Oh, no. That's bad news. Hey, a grieving father in China has admitted to keeping the body of his 18-year-old son in a freezer for, quote, 6 years.
Quote, 6 years.
They lost their 15-year-old daughter to disease, and so the son was all that they had left.
Okay.
The husband and wife, while being charged with a crime, said, when we wanted to talk to him, we just decided that we could pull a chair up to the freezer, lift the lid,
shit,
and chat with him as though he'd never been taken from us, as he died from leukemia in his first year of college.
Okay, you're listening to Those Damn Ross Kids, the most depressing podcast ever.
So let's just pull a chair up to this freezer.
And have a chat.
Well, let's talk to history.
That history being the chance of us ever having an heir.
Let's do a history podcast while over a freezer.
Jesus.
With people Lord. Who live through history. Like,
Okay. So did you say they were being charged with a crime?
Yeah. Keeping dead bodies. Like, it's a crime.
I understand that Shana. I understand that that's a crime in Shana, and it might even be a crime here in the USA, but I have a hard... I mean, understand, we villainize China on
everything
like a,
on you is hard.
On a weekly basis. Like, if you live in China, we're gunning for you, Will.
Coming.
We're coming for you. We're coming at you. No. I have a hard time villainizing them because this is obviously a family that has just been stricken, yes, but broken by grief, you know? Like, I mean, yes, they can't accept reality, and yes, they probably should have, you know, come to terms with it in a healthy way, aside from talking to their family or whatever, but this is a tragedy. It's too bad. I have a hard time making comedy out of this. This is me being sincere. It's the best chance I've got.
We're going to turn a chair backwards and talk real style with Dead Boy.
Talk real style with Dead Boy. Chris, drop the beat.
Just like, I mean, think about it. Yellow light from freezer comes on. We flip the chair around. Hey, Cole. Missed you.
Wait, why am I the dead person in this story?
Because you will be.
Damn it.
Bye.
This is poison, not scotch.
Yeah.
Shit.
Do you have a story? Drink. Drink. Drink.
I know better.
Pick up your phone, you loser.
Chris, can I take you somewhere?
Oh, God.
It's been a couple weeks. We can't go there unless I say...
Oh.
Chris, Caitlin Hunter was in a car wreck, which she survived, but was on death's door due to a bacterial infection in her colon due to the car wreck. Okay? Right. Chris, you get in a car wreck and you get your guts wrecked. Okay?
Sure.
Doesn't matter.
Likely.
Anytime.
Likely.
Blink of an eye.
Likely for a teen girl.
Chris, she would have passed on if it weren't for a little known medical procedure. Fecal transplantation.
Sure, it's poop junk jumps off one dick to another ass. What's that? Transplant?
Chris, I would refer to it I would prefer that you didn't refer to
poop?
Teen girls.
I don't like poop either.
No, it's gross. That's why I flush it.
Teen girls.
I flush it as soon as possible. I look at it first just to make sure, you know, I'm not bleeding internally.
It's true.
But
yeah. I get it. Talk about teen girls. We're on the same level.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah. Oh. It's a story.
We can both be on the same page here. You have to look at your shit before you flush it, but flush it as soon as possible.
Absolutely, yeah. Which is why I have a lake that I get rid of my shit in. You know what I'm saying?
I don't. Chris, the process involves taking healthy feces from someone else's colon and then putting them into the sick person's colon.
Colon bowling.
Kind of. Colon bowling.
My bad. I hate W's. They're weird.
The bacteria from this transplant helps fight the insurgent infection by colonizing new antagonistic bacteria in the ecosystem.
So you're getting fucked by your own poop.
I mean, it's not being fucked, but it's just kind of like, hey.
Like butt fucked by your own poop.
Okay, there we go. You're good. No, but just kind of like for as much as I'm loath to admit it and as much as I would like to fix that, we have like tons
like
of bacteria.
A diarrhea syringe.
We we have a lot of bacteria inside of us, okay?
No, I have a lot right now.
And not all of this.
I've been holding back for about 23 and a half minutes worth of bacteria.
More like 29.50, but okay.
Yeah, no, not until 5 minutes in, I didn't need to.
Okay.
But... I mean, I'm not going to timestamp everything.
Okay.
You know, I'm going to measure it by volume.
ABV? No. ABW. No. But just like, I guess what I'm saying is like, you know, we have a PBV. Lot of bacteria inside of us that fights off other bacteria that are worse for us, you know, that are worse for us rather. And so, if that ecosystem is destroyed by a car accident or by a ruthless invasion, You know, it's you know, it's it, you need something else to restore that balance, and somebody else's healthy bowel culture can do that. And so, quote, it's become a little more acceptable to hospitals and patients and more widely performed, said Dr. Lawrence Brandt, a professor of medicine and surgery at New York's Albert Einstein College of Medicine, who was the lead author on the March study that this woman was involved with. But for people that have recurring C. diff, which is the name for this you know, bacterial imbalance, it doesn't really much matter, because these patients are so ill and so much want to get better. The fact that it's stool, it doesn't really matter to them. So if your guts are fucked, just put some poop up there. Don't push the poop out. Just put some poop up there.
Poop syringe.
Diarrhea syringe.
That at every truck stop counter. Excuse you? Colonic? I think so. Excuse you, colonic. Hey, a little bit of follow-up for us.
Okay.
Okay. Some time ago, I don't know how long ago, we talked about a woman who took her potty training toddler that she was frustrated with and glued his hands to the wall.
It sounds so much like a story we would do.
What we did, though.
It could be any episode from like 30 to 90.
Forever. Yeah. But this woman was from Dallas, Texas, and the kid was 2 when she glued his hands to the wall because she was struggling with potty training.
Right. I mean, it's an arduous.
And as part of the story, which I remember, she kicked and beat the child upon the abdomen with abdomen with a gallon milk jug.
I shouldn't laugh at that. That's horrible.
Yeah, I know, but you're a bad person. But
I knew that.
Well,
do I need you to tell me that? No, I don't. I'll answer my own question. Thanks.
But then you would question yourself, and I would affirm, yes, you are. So this lady has been charged, convicted, and sentenced as follow-up. 99 years in prison.
Okay.
99 times. 1 year. 99 times 1 year. She did that. That's going to happen. 99 years.
I know that you
get... She has 5 other kids. They all saw it, witnessed it, whatever. 99 years. Judge says, hey, prod don't care.
Prod?
Broad don't care.
Who's broad?
The mom.
Okay.
Mommy dearest.
Mommy dearest.
Yeah, the one that beat and kicked and punched and glued.
So,
99 years.
I mean, there's...
Super gluing her kid to the wall. And then beating it upon the abdomen.
It's fucked shit is what it is.
99 years. Like, so we're going to pay for this broad.
Thank you.
99 years.
Yeah, that's...
Because like, she glued her kid to the wall.
But I just like... I mean, they're...
Which if the guy would have pulled out and glued her to the wall, the kid wouldn't be there.
Jesus Lord. No. I guess what I'm trying to say and abide with me as I struggle through this, but I mean, there is such a thing as justice in the world, and that she was, you know, she had her day in court, and you know, she was sentenced to something.
Nine.
You know, she was
punished for her whole life.
Like I said, suffer through this with me. I don't...
The kid's not fucking dead.
I know, but just like... I'm less concerned with how many years she suffers, so long as she eventually learns her lesson. As long as she learns that was not a good thing to do. Whatever. How many years that
but
takes.
She's sentenced.
I don't care.
We're going to pay
like,
for her
like,
for that
like
long.
Somewhere between 1 month and 99 years lies the truth. However, do you know, understanding that I know how angry you get whenever I ask you more details about the story than you pre-prod for, do we know what happened to this kid? Because, like, what's upsetting to me is
he became president.
And this happened in 19...
Of the Council of Children Who've Been Beaten With Milk Jugs.
Jesus.
No.
No, but just like, I mean, just like this kid and all five of the kids, like, you know, well, like,
well, doesn't matter.
Whatever, you can be. Well, no, it does, because like,
but we don't. And forgive me for being rape cast, but we don't talk about the sentence for rapists in relation to, well, how bad did you wreck her life? So why are we talking about?
I mean, it's
how bad did she wreck the kid's life? Like, we don't. Why one way, not the other?
Well, no,
like,
no.
It's
I
not
just like
skyline. It's... You can't have it like eight ways. No, put some shredded cheese on that, and it's still still what it is.
Yeah, it's and maybe it's hypocritical of me.
Not maybe.
Not me.
Yeah. Yeah, unless we're doing a documentary about Arrested Development, it's not maybe. It is what it is.
No, but not. just like to me, because of the fact that the crime was directly perpetrated upon a kid, and she's put away for life, all of these kids become wards of the state, essentially.
Sure, but right? Why are we putting her away for life?
I've got no idea. Like,
but you seem like it was okay. Like that.
No,
was
no. She shouldn't be put away for 99 years. She should be put away until she learns her lesson. I mean, and that's up to whoever is, you know, just
popping the red balloons.
I guess. No, like I said, somewhere between 1 month and 99 years.
But that, less than
that truth law.
My argument is less than 99.
Like more towards the 1 month than the 99 years. More towards, you know, the immediate than the entire lifespan,
sure,
of, you know, 85% of humanity. Or
but originally,
whatever.
You made it seem like
no, like, I mean, she should be punished.
You're backing way
but
off,
not as much.
Yeah,
no, I'm not backing up, Chris. I'm not backing up. You'll listen to this recording. You will listen to this recording, and you will understand that I am saying I don't care so much what happens to her. She can be put away until she learns her lesson. However, I am more concerned with what happens to these kids. Okay? Like, she shouldn't be put away for 99 years. That's crazy. She didn't kill somebody. She just traumatized them. Every parent traumatizes their kids, whether it's by abuse, whether it's by misinformed raising, whether it's by absence or negligence. Everybody is fucked up by their parents. However, what happens to these kids when they're put in custody of the state?
They make cornerless milk jugs.
Cornerless milk jugs. Chris, we could use those. We call them growlers.
Glass growlers.
A glass growler of milk.
Of child beaten.
Jesus. Speaking of beatings.
Beatings.
A woman near Ocala, Florida, was resting on her porch when she felt a slight gnawing sensation on her body. Come to find out, she was being attacked by the Mystery Monkey of Tampa Bay. An animal that was infamous in the area for being A, hard to catch, and B, completely harmless. ... Up until that point. The woman, who prefers not to be named, has been hospitalized for preventative care in case any infections resulted from her many puncture wounds of this monkey gnawing on her shoulder. And the search is on for the mystery monkey. Quote, it's a shame that it has come to this. Human kindness and food cannot overcome millions of years of genetic evolution, says a local wildlife expert. I'm just sitting out on the front porch drinking an Arnold Palmer, Chris. That is lemonade and iced tea. Just reflecting
That's
on my
half
life.
And half.
Reflecting on my day. What's an Arnold Palmer?
Half and half.
Half. Why are we circumventing the pop filter for that?
I'm not. I was here.
Okay. No, you were behind the pop filter.
No, I was here. Tell me I'm here.
You were like straight behind
I'm right here, though.
Filter.
Half and half.
Okay. What's an Arnold Palmer, then?
I believe it's vodka and shame.
No, that's a John Daly.
No, that's on top of bacon. And a long drive.
No discipline in his swing.
No discipline in his life. Period. That's why he has so many black foster kids. I just want them all.
Like a Pokemon.
Like a Pokemon. So there's a guy that's called a pervert.
Many people are referred to as perverts in their time, but later are vindicated. Leonardo da Vinci.
His name is...
He was just a, you know, garden variety homosexual.
Why do we talk about murders, perverts, in relation to the three names that they go by? And
that's weird, right?
Yeah, no, in this instance, it's...
James Earl Ray.
Robert Peter Moore.
Okay, James Earl Jones.
James Earl Ray Day.
James Earl Ray Day?
Yeah, it's, you know, in January.
Patton Oswalt? Wait, what? No, not Patton Oswalt. Oswald Kennedy guy.
It's Patton Oswalt Booth.
Patton Oswalt Booth, yes.
That's the one.
Okay.
It's an odd guy.
What was this guy's name?
Robert Peter Moore. He's 31 years old, and he had amassed a collection of pornography, including 35 images and 79 videos of humans having sex with a range of animals, including pig, goat, and horse. Yeah. The judge hearing the case, his name is Colin Byrne, he declined to view the pictures of the extreme animal porn after prosecution counsel Jeremy Hillbaker, hyphen, said that the images, quote, speak for themselves. During his mitigation at the courthouse, Robert Fries, for the defendant Morris, quipped, "If the prospect of a human having sex with an octopus speaks for itself, then my learned friend certainly has a better imagination than I."
Okay. Initially,
so in, in other words, you could think about fucking an octopus, but it wouldn't come anywhere close to the real experience. Is that what I'm to assume?
Initially, my response was going to be, how could something speak for itself if you hadn't seen it?
So if these truths are held to be self-evident.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, which is anything slimy feels good on your dick.
That's why I listen to Glenn Beck.
But
that's Jefferson.
I would say. I mean, I kind
I don't care what color that is.
I kind of.
Is that slimy lightning, Franklin?
Is that slimy lightning?
Why is that kite string tied to your cock?
Okay, let me finish this off before I lose it. All right. Which is, how can something be self-evident if you haven't seen it? I kind of agree with the lawyer. If you're going to pass judgment on this person, I mean, isn't a judge supposed to be like a sin sink for the entirety of society? They're supposed to take everything in and spit out justice.
As long as we're talking about prescription drugs, yes. Yeah. Oxycodone?
So was this guy supposed to, like, was he like gut checking this judge? Like, oh, maybe I should see this guy fucking.
Hey, wait a second. Maybe we should take a court bus down to fuck to the aquarium.
Down to fuck the aquarium.
We're going to take the court bus to fuck the aquarium.
Like a nice little fun montage.
We're
going
to take a ride down to
like
Newport.
Set to like we're going to Newport. 1, 2, 3. Like, Newport Beach. Look at me,
I hope that this
girl
doesn't like mess up Ohio-Kentucky relations, but
no,
we're going to take the bus to fuck Newport.
We need to take this fuck bus to Newport.
We need to take this seafood bus fuck to Newport.
This seafood bus fuck. I can't anymore. I can't.
I think that that's where we're going today.
Chris, even though we don't want to, we're going to go there.
Legislated. I hate governing from the bench.
I hate governing from the tank.
I hate governing from the tank. If I have to impose sentence, I would prefer a snorkel.
How can you keep your composure?
I don't like to snorkel while I fuck. I don't. This is not who I am. This is weird. This is odd because this is not who
we're
I am.
Done.
I just don't want you to get any more air because it's like we're sinking in the sea. We'll be fuck we're everything
done.
In Chris. Newport.
This has been Those Damn Ross Kids.
The Newport Aquarium
is not going to sponsor this anymore.
Just stop. I'm making the throat slash.
But I don't know if it's an act. So pass out. Pass out and I'll know we're done. Pass out.
Tell me what list you can do.
No, you tell me.
Okay.
Prove to me you're alive. Take a breath.
So if you like the show, you can go to iTunes, you can rate or review us, you can go to duckfeed.tv/thosedamnrosskids where you can find all of our episodes and other episodes that are hosted on the network. If you would like to support us in a monetary/morale way, you can go to duckfeed.tv/tipjar where you can use our Amazon referral link. It does not cost you anything extra. Order whatever you would have ordered before, but we get credit for it and it helps supply our bandwidth, our website hosting, any of that good stuff. And most of all, you can keep listening and tell a friend. All of those are things that help us keep doing what we're doing, because we know that you are out there. We know that you love us and we love you for loving us. So Chris, was there anything that I missed?
You clearly took all the medicine you deserve. Good night.
Good night.